Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Gynecology Exam. This file will take you into a fantasy, or perhaps a desired reality. Who knows where your naughty minds may go? For now, just make sure that you're all nice and relaxed, and if you're smart, already in a wonderful state of trance, so that it's easy to drop for me, that it's very easy to just relax and go deeper and deeper as you listen to my words. And as I just snap my fingers and make you drop, I will tell you a little story. At one point or another in a woman's life, you need to go to the gynecologist. And these visits can be scary, they can be worrying, they can be even slightly nerve-wracking, although depending on your disposition, you might enjoy them a little bit. So, on the advice of one of your female friends, you're visiting a new gynecologist. And she has told you that he is amazing, that it was the most relaxing, most comforting visit to the gynecologist that she'd ever experienced. Now, understandably, you're somewhat skeptical of these claims, because medical experts rummaging around down there is not always a pleasant experience. But she was adamant that this guy is different. This guy somehow made it into something to look forward to, and she had a strange, dreamy look on her face as she said it. So, here you are, sitting in the waiting room. The girl at the front desk was cheerful and kind, and let you know that it might just be a few moments before you're let in. Waiting rooms are the worst, aren't they? They make you focus on the impending events. So you can feel your nerves getting even stronger. You can feel your insecurity rising. You hear a door opening and you look up, almost interrupted in your own thoughts. And you see a woman about your age exiting the examination room. She has a dazed look on her face, but a big smile on her lips. She thanks the doctor and walks slightly unsteadily towards the exit. Now you're getting curious. She didn't look unhappy or stressed in any way at all. And you've never seen someone leave a doctor's office that cheerful. So, your name is called. You stand up. You get into the examination room, and what you see is normal. You see the standard chair, with, of course, the bindings for your legs. You see the stirrups. You see the cool white color scheme. Clean, precise, medical. There's nothing there that seems in any way out of the ordinary. Although, strangely enough, there seems to be a screen montaged above the examination table. Maybe they play something nice on it to distract you. But so far, nothing out of the ordinary. The doctor himself is a nice enough man. Someone you probably wouldn't really notice walking out on the street, but nothing threatening either. He has a nice smile and a nice voice. Sort of relaxing in a way. He shakes your hand and he introduces himself as Dr. Nimja. And after short introductions, the doctor asks you to change, and he leaves the room. So far, nothing out of the ordinary. You change into the strange sheet with a hole in it, and you lay down, putting your legs up there, knowing the routine. As you lay down, you find that, yes, the screen is indeed in a nice position for you to look at without needing to look up or down. The doctor re-enters the room. He adjusts the stirrup slightly, and the straps still hang loose. Part of you is wondering why they're there, but maybe he has some difficult patients sometimes. So, I know that this is not your first examination, but I know that some people are nervous when they lie down there. Right now, the sheet is still covering your body. What we're going to do is, I've devised a new method to help patients relax. And you may have heard that it's been quite successful in helping this experience to be more enjoyable than normal. Now, since this is your first time here, I will walk you through it. But I promise you there's nothing to it, and you don't need to worry at all. And there's something in his voice that just makes you believe him. The voice is calm, confident, relaxing and guiding. Part of you makes a mental note to wonder if he's ever recorded any guided meditation. There's a very soft music playing in the background. You can't quite make it out, but that's fine. See, you've probably been wondering what the screen above you is for. Now, I've found that some people like watching patterns as it helps them to relax. Don't worry, it's nothing dangerous. And if it's too fast, you can tell me. He turns on the screen, and there's a very nice, gentle spiral there. It seems to adjust automatically to your reactions. As you're looking away, it gets a little bit more intense, and when you're blinking too much, it slows down. If you were more aware, you'd wonder how it's doing that, but for now, it looks interesting enough to stare at, and it looks nice enough as a distraction to stop wondering what may happen between your legs. Now, as you're looking at that spiral, I will be talking to you for a moment before we begin. During this examination, it's very important to see what you do and do not respond to. So I will need to touch between your legs. Are you okay with that? Very good. So as you're watching the spiral and listening to my voice, you might actually find that your body gets more relaxed than normal. It's actually very easy to relax to my voice, isn't it? And he's not lying. It's surprisingly easy. Now, as you're feeling more and more relaxed, I will slowly move around and I'll sit down just between your legs. I will have to examine you but I promise you that it won't hurt a single bit. Quite the opposite, you might actually enjoy the experience. By now you're wondering why your body feels so relaxed. You're still staring at the spiral, blinking every now and then, but sort of incapable of closing your eyes. You feel distant and relaxed. You feel warm. As you're staring, you start noticing that there are words flashing on the screen. They go by slightly too fast for you to make them out. But you don't mind. The words are nice. They help you to relax. In fact, you feel more than relaxed. You start to feel aroused. The doctor hasn't even touched you yet, and you can feel that familiar tingle between your legs. But you feel no shame whatsoever. You're relaxed. Everything is fine. You didn't even notice that all those words didn't come from inside your head, but from his voice. You can feel his touch on your inner thighs. And it feels good. Your body is tingly and sensitive, your mind far, far away. And he just caresses over your inner thigh, back and forth, back and forth. And very quickly you get used to his touch, don't you? You can feel yourself starting to drip. You can feel your pussy starting to respond to his touch. You're still staring at the spiral, and you haven't even noticed that you've been slowly starting to moan. As he caresses slower and slower but closer to your pussy, you can feel yourself getting more and more wet. Very good. It seems like you don't need any direct stimulation to get aroused. That's very good for a healthy young lady like yourself. Now, are you okay with me touching your pussy? And for a moment you're confused. You wouldn't have expected such a direct question, but part of you wants him to touch. You almost moan a soft yes. And his fingers start caressing your outer labia. And it feels good. You can feel how his fingertips start spreading the wetness that is between your lips out over your labia. Very good. It seems like your labia majoris are nice and sensitive. And he starts caressing deeper and deeper with two fingers on either side, going back and forth, getting closer and closer to your inner labia, spreading your pussy. You can feel the wetness grow more and more as you're still transfixed by the spiral hanging above you. And you feel so good. You don't even hear his voice telling you that everything is very responsive. Everything is very healthy and clean. Well done. All you do is you just relax deeper and deeper into it, and you start wanting him to touch, don't you? You start wanting him to do more to you. You start wanting him to touch you. Further. And he does. He starts slowly rubbing your clit. He makes sure to investigate, pulling the hood up a little bit, just going below the clit and pressing, going to the side of the clit and squeezing gently, then rubbing with a fingertip all around and over the clit, seeing which you respond best to. Very good, very responsive. And he examines everywhere around the clit. Very, very good indeed. It seems like your clit is very sensitive. And your vagina is getting wonderfully wet. You're so deeply aroused and you love being touched like this. You're getting more and more into this as his fingers are finding that spot on your clit that just makes you moan out loud. You can't help it. You just forget where you are and you let yourself go completely. It feels so good and his fingers feel so good against your pussy. He just keeps stimulating your clit more and more, making sure that you're even wetter. Very good. This all seems to work, and he stops. You don't want him to stop, do you? He slides a finger deep inside of you, and he starts feeling inside. Let's see. G-spots. Cervix, back wall. Let's see what you respond best to. And he presses his long fingers inside of you, rubbing your G-spot for a while and monitoring your moans. It feels so good, doesn't it? He slides his second finger inside and really starts working your G-spot, pressing deep and hard. You've completely forgotten where you are. You can hear your own sighs, your moans. You can hear them echo in the examination room. Your eyes have completely blocked out the white and are focused only on the spiral. His fingers inside of you feel so good. They feel so incredibly good. And you can feel yourself getting more and more aroused, deeper and deeper. Very good. This all seems to be responding perfectly. Now let's see how you respond to double stimulation. And he starts licking your clit while his fingers work on your G-spot. He presses his fingers deep inside and runs them hard, first slow then fast over your G-spot, alternating in movement, making you unable to predict. And his tongue over your clit feels so good, so hot. Part of your mind knows that this is wrong, but you don't want it to stop. You can feel yourself getting closer and closer, but every time that you think you're getting too close, he seems to slow down. Very good. You're extremely responsive to stimulation. Everything down there seems perfectly healthy. Now, I have to ask you to touch yourself because it's very important to know if you're doing it right, if you masturbate correctly, and if you're able to bring yourself to an orgasm for me. And you're all too happy to comply, aren't you? So go ahead and touch yourself. Now, what I want you to do is touch yourself and bring yourself to the edge. I will be watching your every movement, with your legs spread, your pussy open, your fingers lit by those bright white lights. I can see everything that's happening down there. So just let yourself get into it, staring at the spiral, just obeying, feeling good, feeling horny. I'm just making sure that you're doing a good job. And it looks like you're doing a very good job because you're getting closer and closer to the edge, aren't you? You're getting closer and closer to a wonderful edge. And it feels so good. It feels so very good to do this. It feels so intense and delicious. Very good. Keep masturbating. Just bring yourself to that edge. Just listen to the naughty sounds that your pussy is making in this otherwise empty room. Just feel my eyes on your wet slit. And just feel how it arouses you. How much you like performing for me. You didn't notice the words slowly programming you on the screen, and right now you're too lost to care, you're so close. Now are you being a good girl and edging for me? Very good. I want you to edge for a little bit longer and I will count you down. It's important that you come on command for my investigation, is that understood? Very good. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very good, and come. Everything is very healthy and working correctly. You're responding extremely well to stimuli, and your vagina is both healthy and attractive. Very well done. Now, you may get dressed again, and I'm sure we'll see you back for your next examination with a smile rather than nerves, won't we? Well done.